Welcome to the Sydney Property Mumpets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris, the buyer's agent. What the heck are we doing here for?
This is the perfect real estate that you want to be purchasing. It's called a go-kart track, guys.
Great, we're all into commercial property now, are we?
We are into industrial, commercial, whatever it falls under, Chris.
Kurt, how have you brought me in? I must admit, this is the second year you brought me here. Why are we here?
So, long story short,
I'll tell the real answer in a second.
I love go-karting. Would do it every day of the week if I could.
True.
But once a year, I managed to con enough work members and a couple of other people I don't know.
True.
Into coming just so really I can race not by myself but still come first.
That's the point I was going to. I wasn't sure if you're going to admit. Basically, it's an opportunity for him to win against a whole bunch of averages. Brother's average?
No. I admit he probably had a bit of a kart that wasn't as good. He's usually a lot closer.
Where did he come?
He ended up coming second.
Well, if you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. He's got to live
with
that.
You've been too kind to him.
He's got to live with that for a whole year.
Another year, right? Last year.
This is the third installment. But long story short, we just want a quick market update and just where the property market's at, Chris.
Yeah, well, also just have a bit of fun. This just shows a bit more of who we are.
Yep.
We're two mates. We do hang out. We do different things. And we thought it'd be a bit of a fun episode. But
he called me a mate.
Yeah. First time. I love you.
Daddy. Anyway.
I don't think I love you back. Okay, so yeah, what was the best thing about today? Before we get the property sort of wrap.
Honestly, a fun answer is winning coming first, but it's actually, I just love doing go-karting.
You genuinely
just love being out go-karting. What about yourself?
You came out like 3 weeks ago, didn't you, boy? Just
about 2 months ago.
Whatever. Best part, was doing better than last year. So you gave me fair play. You gave me a lot of tips and advice around not leaning into the corner and how to break into hairpins. And I went from coming eighth last year to fourth this year. And beat Tony. And you know who you are, Tony. You're a loser.
And it's just generally a whole lot of fun.
It is. My neck's a bit sore, but I'm okay, what was the worst part about today?
It's probably going to be, besides Tony making me cut some grass on the, like a lawnmower.
Did you call you Victor?
Yeah,
Victor. I thought it was Victory, but Victor lawnmower.
Yeah, I thought that's where I was going. But actually, it's going to be tomorrow. My lower back is going to be like an 80-year-old, it's going to be sore.
It is. I predicted that, yeah.
And you're about 70 years older than me, so
mine will be very sore. I can already feel my back seizing up. Yeah, my worst part for today, I had a couple of spin-outs.
Sorry, Chris. What was your worst part?
That's good. No, I'll answer my own question, thank you. That actually always, I must admit, always catches me out. I'm assuming it does if it happens to you. And it's definitely a feeling of not life flashing through the eye, but there is a moment of, where am I going to end up after I spin and who's going to hit me?
Yep.
So it does a bit heartening now, sort of stuff, but I still enjoy it. I'll come back next year if I get an invitation.
Look, I reckon you know the organiser. You might be able to put in a good word for yourself.
Let's get into it. All right, so let's crack into now the bit of a property market update. So we're just commenting off air. This market is tough. It's tough all round. Even though I'll talk about it a moment, I think for buyers it's great, but I still do think there's some strong characteristics of it being tough. Yeah. And actually, they're probably linked to what you're going to talk about seller-wise. So why is it tough on the seller at the moment?
So seller-wise, one, there's not as many buyers and there's not as many committed buyers as previously. And buyers now have the upper hand at the moment. They can pick and choose where they want to be. They want to go to an auction if they want to go see this property. And they know generally if they are interested, there's going to be maximum one other person. But because there's so many options, they're not getting pushed on prices.
Which is good.
Yeah, well, good for the buyers. I was going to say, probably the one negative for the buyers, though, is because it's a little bit tough, people aren't looking at selling, so you're not having all the options in the world that when it's on-market properties, you're not seeing all the best properties. You're probably seeing...
Yeah, I think at the moment, it's really massive gap, right? There's still grade A property that is transacting fast. An expensive property. But even like two bed, one bath and a car park in Lancove and Dower Bay, these areas, still hot cake because there's a bunch of people who are first-time buyers or upgraders, downsizers who want those properties. But that's a rarity, and that's not just one thing. There's a few other ones. There's boutique properties that are still highly sought after. But I'd say the vast majority of properties that are out there right now, you classify as probably tier C. You know, it's near a railway station. It might have a tenant in it, so you've got to buy it and have
some issues.
Come out of it. Yeah, some issues, some problems. Where in a hot market, those things get gobbled up. In a market like this, they're not. So as a buyer, there's an element of and I've got clients, and I'm going, Chris, when's the next property going to send us? We looked at one a week ago that was okay. We didn't progress. Where's the next one? Like a month ago, you were sending us three or four good options. And I can't manufacture properties. Like, I'm not a builder. So I can't go out and design the property they want.
Yep.
Sound a bit far-fetched, but I do say to them, I can't manufacture. It's got to be what's in the market or what's possible.
Well, I was going to say, one thing I think I noticed as well is, as a vendor, is don't be disheartened by saying, where are all the buyers? Because for me, the buyers that are out there at the moment are the exact same buyers when it's a hot market are taking their time. That's a hot take. I've got no stats behind it, but from my feeling, speaking to the buyers, most would still be the same buyers that in a hotter market, they would still be taking their time. They would actually be missing out on property. It's just that things aren't going as hot. Yep. There's not as much competition. So
it makes it challenging. No, I think
it's my hot take.
No, look, I think it's obvious. We talk about, like, it's funny. We talk about the rates going down, the price of property goes up, which sounds counterintuitive. When the rates go up, we talk about the price of property going up, right? Which is what happened, basically.
When the rates go down, but even when the rates have gone up, the prices in Sydney, because we're Sydney, have still continued to rise.
Still held their line. So I'm talking to a lot of buyers and potential buyers who are thinking about buying, saying, now is that time to get in there? You might not be able to find the property, but if you do, you're probably likely to be the only person looking at it.
Yeah, you want to be prepared, ready to go. You might have a bit more bargaining chips, but I still think if you want to get into the market, it's not something you take lightly and think you've got all the time in the world.
Yeah. All right, that's a nice summary. Like we said, I've been a laugh here today.
Yep.
Just one last question for you, Kurt.
Yep.
Obviously, today's event, it's all about who comes first. And obviously, who comes first would get the fastest average. What's the best lap? So you got the best lap today?
No, not today.
Sorry.
No, mate.
Who got it?
If you look at Max Verstappen, not every time he wins, he gets the fastest lap.
Does a lot. Who got it there?
Bryson. Shout out to Bryson.
Yeah, well done, Bryson. Keep him honest. Next year, be in front.
I will admit he was 60, 65 kilos and I'm about 90-odd. But
I'm like 100. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but...
I was only 20, 25 seconds behind you. Over 20 laps. Damn, that sounds bad. Very good. Thank you for dropping by.
Chris has just incriminated himself.
I don't mind that part.
Thank you, guys. What's the homework?
Yeah, homework for the week. Let us know what you're doing this Christmas or this New Year's period. If you're having some fun things activity-wise, let us know.
In the comments.
Love to hear about them in the comments below. Thanks for dropping by. Not bad, perfect.